Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com. I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to talk with Patrick because he's becoming worldwide. I've seen you in USA Today before, but a couple days ago, Patrick, you were top full front page. So other folks have picked up on our little secret that you know what's going on with when it comes to petroleum.
Well, hey, Tony, at least the front of USA Today had some good news for once. How about that?
Well, it's very good news. As I go to LansingGasPrices.com, the place where I usually get my gas, I usually hit a Speedway or Sam's Club, and Sam's Club always seems to be a few pennies cheaper. The Sam's Club here in Lansing has gas currently at $3.79 per gallon. Now, there's a Clark Speedway Quality Dairy in the mid-Michigan area where it's at 383, so that's pretty good for Lansing and the state of Michigan.
Hey, you know, it's not too bad. We saw prices go up in a few communities late last week to $3.99 again Friday. And, you know, it's just looking like things may not get as bad as they were when prices went over $4. Now, I'm hopeful we won't cross that line again. It's certainly possible. We'll see some volatility at the pump, I think, for another few weeks. But, you know, also prices have been up, they've been down. But bottom line is that, you know, since prices went up to $3.99, the wholesale prices come down slightly. So that's allowed prices to start coming back down yet again. So we'll be on a little bit of this roller coaster ride here until mid-May, and I think things will finally cool down after that.
And what's the average price for the state of Michigan and for the national, for the nation?
Well, the national average has finally started to fall, and in fact, that's been the biggest news, is that the national average has finally stopped shy, yet again, $4 a gallon. This is the year everybody was talking about $4, and national average hit about $3.91, and now it's down to $3.87, and exactly the same for the Michigan average. The national average and the Michigan average today both at this moment stand at $3.87 and 3/10. So, you know, there are some low prices across the state. $3.64 is the lowest that I can see. So certainly some falling gas prices out there for folks to enjoy. Hopefully it will continue.
What is the price of crude by the barrel, and will that get under $100 per barrel?
Well, you know, we've been watching the price of crude oil trickle down here in the last week or two. Today it stands at about $102.75 a barrel. As low as $100.50 a barrel, but it's been as high as about 108. So we're in the low part of that range. Will it break under 100? Well, it may, but it may have to hold off until mid-May until that happens. That's when things will finally cool. That's essentially when refinery maintenance should be all set and completed, and that is when production at refineries should start to rise.
Patrick, President Obama recently unveiled some plans to try and do what he can to lower the price of gas. Will those policies have any effect?
Well, you know, in his speech, if that's what you're referring to, a few days ago, you know, he had mentioned more price controls on manipulators, and, you know, it sounds great, but, you know, we'll have a limited ability to get through government to be passed. You know, everybody knows the bureaucracy. Everything is just stalled at this point because everybody's so worried about vote getting. So I really don't think anything's going to be passed. You know, we've seen politicians have all talked about ways to control or limit gas prices, but there's some real obvious stuff that any politician is just, they're just overlooking the easiest things, like their regulations. This summer gas, that's a big thing. I mean, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. I'm sure you realize that every spring gas prices go up. And I think the big reason behind that is because of the cleaner burning gasoline that we're required to switch over to every spring. Why don't we just use it year round? So we don't have this massive 80 cents to a dollar increase every spring. I think maybe that would be something that the country could do, but it's just politics is normal.
So that could be changed to go to this cleaner burning gas, if you will, year round. Who controls that?
Well, the sense of who's controlling what type of gasoline, well, that is done by the EPA. The Clean Air Act is the one that essentially mandates different areas to burn different types of gas. The thinking is here is instead of just, you know, using this cleaner burning gas every spring and having these refineries have to retool and do all this and that, why don't we just require refineries to make it year-round, and instead of the 15 or different types of gasoline and used across the United States, why don't we just have one? That way, when a refinery issue out in California happens, we can send material out that way. If there's a refinery fire in Chicago, we can get material sent to us from the Gulf Coast. Everything would be interchangeable, and you would really limit the price spike from any sort of refinery issue.
Well, in the immortal, non-intellectual words of Hulk Hogan, amen, brother, to that, because that's something we're going to dive into, Patrick. It'll be interesting to see if anyone's looking into that. LantaGasPrices.com, there's apps that people can download to their phones to find out the best gas prices in the city of Lansing. Patrick, enjoy your weekend. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks, as always, Tony.